Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. And earlier in the program, we had a caller that was looking for the name of the company, and I could not remember, for the new liquid corn gluten. And the name of the company is called Environmental Factor. It's a Canadian company, and they are the first to develop a liquid corn gluten. And with the drought that the U.S. had, corn gluten prices have skyrocketed. So if you're growing your lawn organically, corn gluten is in step one and in step four. It's a fertilizer and it's a weed killer. It will kill the seed, not the plant, it will kill the seed that's in the ground. And for it to be effective, it has to be applied both in the spring and the fall. So this spring, when you go to your local garden center and you want to grow organically, corn gluten liquid, and the name of the company is Environmental Factor. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Beth from Mass with a question about angels' trumpets.
Hey, Beth, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. When last year at your garden tour, I purchased an angel trumpet, little one, that grew to about 3 feet tall, and it was beautiful. I was away for vacation for 2 weeks, and I came back, and all the leaves have been eaten by something. I mean, they haven't been completely destroyed, but they've got little holes all over them. What do I do now? And will it kill the plant to have? Will I lose it, my beautiful angel trumpet?
No. Mine right now, the ones that I kept in the same size pot are about the same as yours. I've been feeding them heavy. And I had, I think, four left, and three of the four have flower buds on them and are just about ready to bloom. If I had put them into a larger pot, they would have grown a lot more. But
I put mine in the larger pot, as you suggested, and it's huge, but it's covered with leaves that are practically destroyed with little holes in them, and I can't see any bugs or anything on them.
There was probably some type of beetle that was around. Anyways, what's going to happen is this. This is not a plant that stays green unless you have a greenhouse all winter. And I have three of the yellow that are 7 feet tall.
Really?
And my variegated one, like the one I took the cuttings on.
Yeah, that's the one I have.
My big one, my stock plant, is 7 foot tall and 8 foot wide.
Oh, my God.
And what I do is right now, the leaves are beginning to turn yellow. And the plant's getting ready to go dormant. So I'll leave it outside until they call for a frost. And because there still are a few flower buds and flowers on the plant itself. And then when they call for a frost for my area, I give them a good drink of water. I put them in the basement in one corner as far away from the heat as possible, and I leave them there for the winter. And then in, I'm going to say early to mid-March, I cut the plant in half. I bring it upstairs. I feed it with Miracle-Gro, water it well, and it will come right back to life with all kinds of new side branches. And then I'll put it into a new pot, larger, and then it will go outside in May, and it will bloom in July through October. But it does need a rest. So don't panic.
What about the leaves now that are all covered with little holes? Will they be bringing bugs into the house?
No, because what will happen is those holes were from beetles or some type of a larger insect. They would be visible to you.
Well, they're visible, all right. Oh, no, I can't see the bugs, yeah.
Right. So don't panic. Leave it outside. No more food. And allow it to turn yellow. The leaves will begin to fall, and then put them in the basement.
Okay.
And just say good night. And then in early to mid-March, then you can start it all over again.
Well, I've done it before with other angel trumpets, but I never had this problem with something eating the leaves. I have wintered them over very easily. You know, they come back in the spring. But I was afraid that that the leaves, having been eaten practically to nothing, would infect the plant or infect everything else I brought in. But if you think it was a beetle that's gone away, I'll do what you say.
Yeah. The other thing that you can do is cut back on your watering, and that will start to tell the plant that fall is here. With the cool temperatures, if you water it less, bring it on your porch if it's going to rain.
Yeah, well, it rained all day yesterday, so it's pretty wet at the moment.
Yeah. But if you can allow some of the lower leaves to come off, and that's what I'll do. Before I put it in my basement, I will actually remove probably 75% of the bottom leaves.
Uh-huh.
because they're really large.
Yeah, they are.
So I'll pull some of those leaves off. That way it makes less of a mess in my basement.
Yeah.
And put them in there, keep them cool, and then I cut them back. They make all kinds of new growth, and they look beautiful. Wait till next year.
Okay.
Take that plant, put it in a 14, maybe even larger, and a plant will be massive.
Okay, we'll hope for the best.
Yes,
thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye now. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ed from Cape Cod with a question about strawberries.
Hey, Ed, good morning.
Yes, it is a lovely morning coming here. down here in Mashpee.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, I'd like to know what to do with my strawberries, protect them for the winter.
How old are the plants? Are they planted
just
this year? Two years?
They're going into their second winter.
Okay. About a mile from my house is a pick-your-own-strawberries. And I drove by on Tuesday or Wednesday, and they were covering the entire field with straw.
Mm.
So I pulled in and talked with the man, and he said it protects the plants during the winter, and in the spring, the new plants come right up through it, and the berries don't touch the soil. They stay nice and clean, and there will be less slugs.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 28th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1780.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $18.2468, $9.1234 for a half ounce, or $4.5617 for a quarter ounce. That's $18.2468, $9.1234, and $4.5617.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world. Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk
milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Now, a couple things. Things that I'd like you to do. If you're planning on feeding the birds, now is the time to get your bird feeders set up. Right now, they're looking for a place to spend the winter. And if you want them to be around your backyard or your front yard, wherever you can enjoy them, you need to let them know that you have a food source. So the sooner you can get the bird food out there and available to them, the sooner they will start coming into your yard and the numbers will increase with the weather. Suet is also a good thing. So if you have a bird feeder, have had so-so luck, and you want more birds, try adding a suet feeder, and that will help a great deal. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bill from New Hampshire with a question about transplanting Rosa Sharon.
Hey, Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning to you, Mary Sunshine. Good to talk to you again, Paul.
Thank you.
I have two questions, really. The first one is Rosa Sharon. It's about 3 years old, and I need to transplant it. So the question, should I be doing it now? The other is I have a brand new strawberry vanilla hydrangea that I picked up in June. I was told at the time in the fall that I should cut it back, cut all the stems back to about 6 to 12 inches long. Make sure that I want to be sure that you agree with that. Those are the two questions.
Okay, on my strawberry vanilla, I cut the plant about a foot below the actual blossom. It's one of my favorite, and right now it's absolutely beautiful. But I cut it about a foot below the bloom itself, and that will encourage the plant to become larger a lot faster. I don't like cutting it back quite that much. Especially if it's a new plant. Okay?
Gotcha.
And you can do that anytime.
Okay. Great.
And your first question?
That was Rosa Sharon about transplanting it. It's a 3-year-old bush.
Okay. How tall is it?
I'd say it's about 24 inches tall.
Okay. Rosa Sharon is a plant that, first of all, does not like to be moved.
Oh.
And if you move it now and the plant's going dormant, it will not be making any roots during the days to come, or it won't make enough to become totally established. Wait until April. And then in April, get as large of a root ball as you can and cut it back by maybe 6-8 inches. And the reason is, by cutting it back, it will balance the plant for the roots that you were not able to dig, and it will make the plant become wider, and you'll end up with more branches and more blossoms in the days to come.
Oh, that's great, Paul.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm all set. Thank you. That's
perfect. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Now, Rosa Sharon is a wonderful plant, but the one thing is, in fall of the year, if you try and move it, you'll have probably a 25% survival rate. So wait till, I'd say, early April, while the plant is dormant. Add manure, compost. The other thing that I would add is that liquid thrive with the mycorrhiza, and that will stimulate more root development. Okay? Thank you.
Is your lawn a yearly disappointment no matter what you do? Maybe all you need is a little magic. Jonathan Green MagiCal Soluble Calcium Fertilizer. What your lawn needs is nourishment so it can fight off the conditions that create bare spots and allow weeds to thrive. Jonathan Green MagiCal releases trapped nutrients and balances your soil's pH levels. What does that mean exactly? In unbalanced acidic soils, weeds persist, but in neutral, balanced soils, lawn grasses flourish. MagiCal also contains humates, which stimulate beneficial microbes in the soil to nourish your grass, creating a healthy and productive growing environment. And just one bag of MagiCal is the equivalent of up to 10 bags of regular lime at half the cost of lime. If you've tried everything else and failed, address the root of the problem with Jonathan Green MagiCal. The new American lawn by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. One thing is, if you are going to be putting your garden to bed, putting all your tools away, your lawnmower and things like that, try putting in your tool shed this year, before the ground freezes, Mouse Magic. Now, this is a product that was developed by Bonide, and it's a non-poisonous way of keeping mice out of your tool shed for the winter. And it works great if you have a camper or a boat that you leave outside. It looks like a little tea bag, and it's peppermint and spearmint. And you throw them in, close the cover nice and tight, and it will drive them out. It's unbelievable how well it works. And you can find it at your local garden center, Mouse Magic. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Mickey from Maine with a question about how to make a new flower bed.
Hey, Mickey, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you always for your help. I actually
My
have
pleasure.
A second question I want to throw in, too. I'll do that one first because it's a little shorter.
Okay.
I have a honeysuckle, and I had some mildew this season, and I cut everything back at this time of the year. So I'm wondering if I need to clean my garden tools after I've cut that honeysuckle, if that mildew would spread if I don't do that. So that's my first question. Second question is, I have a flower bed that I've been working on for years now, actually, and I spent a good deal of time several years ago taking all the plants out and trying to separate the plant from a weed that got into this flower bed. Now, I've been told by some gardeners where I live that what's in there is something called Bishop's weed. It's a weed that has a green leaf, and the root is like spaghetti. It's white, and it just goes forever. So I have tried to get it out of there, and I've also used a sponge head paintbrush with Roundup to try to kill it, and I really think it's gotten worse. So when I cut that flower bed down just this past week, I thought, okay, I can put up with this for maybe one more season. But what I thought I would do after everything has bloomed next year while it's still warm enough to use Roundup, my thinking is that I would kill everything in this flower bed. It's probably like 8x8 at the size of it, or 6x6. My thinking is to kill everything with Roundup after it's bloomed next year, cut it down after it's died, and then leave it covered for the winter with black plastic, and then just dig everything out of there, put down new soil, and start a new bed for the next year. So I'm wondering if that's the right technique.
I hate to see you lose all of your perennials.
The weed has just about ruined them all at this point anyway. It is so invasive. It has really taken over this flower bed. So
yeah.
I think that's probably a small price to pay. But
okay. Well, if you want to put up with it one more year...
Right.
Are there bulbs in that bed, or is it all fibrous perennials?
It's all fibrous perennials. And as I say, I spent hours, two or three years ago in the fall, trying to take everything out and separate that weed and get it out of there. But I'll tell you what, I think it's worse than it was.
Yeah.
So it's just that long spaghetti-like root on that weed, and as I say, some people have told me it's something called Bishop's weed, and that some people actually let it go in places as a ground cover because it'll really cover things up. So, but I don't want it in a flower bed. So I'm just thinking that would be what I would do to start a new bed, and that's what I wanted your opinion about.
I think what I would do in the early spring, as your perennials begin to emerge, dig up each of your individual perennials and pot them.
Mm-hmm.
Go to your local nursery and see if they have any used plastic pots.
Mm-hmm.
Something like a 2 gallon, which would measure 10 to 12 inches in diameter. So as they come up, dig them up, pot them, and get all of your perennials out of that bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then as your Bishop's weed comes up, spray it. Wait a week, spray it.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a week, spray it.
Mm-hmm.
At least in the meantime, you'll have perennials that will be growing in pots.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you can kill the Bishop's weed early in the season, by fall, you'll be able to replant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would it be better to actually dig out the old soil and the dead weed at that point, and then just put new soil in that bed before I replant?
Well, if you're able to kill, then you would not have to.
Okay.
And now, when you buy Roundup, they make different grades. They make one that is 16% and one that's 40.
Okay.
Use the 40%.
Okay.
But I would dig up anything that looks good and then just concentrate on spraying that bed during the summer. until you see that the soil is barren. And then in the fall, you can replant.
Okay. All right.
Now,
and then my second question was about the honeysuckle, yes.
Honeysuckle, the fungus, has spores on your dead leaves. Mm-hmm. So if you don't clean and you allow the foliage to stay around the plant,
mm-hmm.
it will reinfest the plant
okay.
the following year.
Okay.
So rake, rake, rake.
Okay. All right.
And then...
What about that tool that I used to cut it? Do I have to clean that tool before I would use it on anything else, or how does that
no.
work?
No. Powdery mildew is a result of humidity.
Okay.
So hot, humid, muggy weather.
Right.
So early July, what I would do is use Serenade
okay.
or sulfur.
Okay.
Garden sulfur.
Okay.
And I would repeat every 2 weeks.
Is that a spray?
It's a concentrate that you mix with water and then spray on your foliage of your plant. But if you can get it on the plant before you get hot, humid weather, there's a good chance of eliminating it or at least slowing it down.
Okay. All right. Great.
But the main thing is get all of the foliage, all of the fallen foliage away from that plant this
okay.
fall.
Perfect. All right. That sounds great. Thank you so much.
I thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Our phone number, 855-660-5261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Irma from Mass with a question about her lawn.
Irma, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
I have, on my lawn, I have patches. I have it treated like four times a year, but I have patches of really thick, thick grass that has, what it looks like it's, on the tips of it, it's like hay looking. And then if you pull it, the roots are, look like hay too.
Hmm.
It's, I don't know, almost looks like it's dead under there.
How big?
How big are the patches?
Yeah.
They're getting quite big. I have maybe three or four of them. The
is
lawn is very healthy looking, but only for, I mean, it's healthy looking just for those where the patches are. When I mow
okay.
it kind of disappears, but then as it grows, that those patches stay really thick.
Okay. It sounds to me that the grass that's growing really thick like that is called bent grass. And
bent grass, B-E-N-T. Yeah. Like they have in the golf course?
Yeah, that's what they use for putting greens.
Yes, yes.
And the problem with that is it will spread.
That's what it's doing. It's spreading all over the place.
Mm-hmm. And the only way that you can stop it is with a non-selective weed killer like Cleanup or Roundup. And that's something that you can do now. Because if you don't, it will get worse and worse and worse.
Hmm. So then what I do is I kill all the grass and replant it?
Only kill those patches.
Yeah, the patches, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
See, if okay. if you dig up the bent and you forget the roots, it'll come right back.
Yeah. But why do they come? This is the first year I've ever seen them.
Do you have a lawn service?
Yes, I do. They come 4 times a year.
They do. Who mows the grass?
Me.
You do.
I mow the grass. Good exercise.
Yeah, because sometimes it will come in if you have a lawn service who mows. And they picked up the grass from somebody else's house. It stuck to their mower and then fell on yours.
No, I mow my own lawn.
Yeah, so bank grass is a weed like dandelions, chickweed, clover. So just kill it now, and then in the spring you can scratch up the ground, reseed, and you'll have a nice lawn. But you need a weed killer to kill root and top at the same time.
Bayer Advance is the company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast releasing and creates a termite killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the collie, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth. The foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium grass seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium grass seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast releasing and creates a termite killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the collie, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Good morning. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ann from Cape Cod with a question about hydrangeas.
Good morning, Ann. How can we help you with your hydrangea today?
Hydrangea trees, not hydrangeas. They were planted a little over a week ago. One is looking okay. The other one has curved leaves that are falling off.
Okay, when you bought them, were they in a plastic pot or were they in a burlap bag?
From my yard.
Oh, they were transplanted.
Yard.
It could be that you didn't get enough of a root system with it. Was the soil wet when you moved it or was it dry?
It was not the wet weather we're having right now.
Yeah. What I would do, Ann, is I would get a water-soluble fertilizer like Miracle-Gro, or better still, Plant Thrive, and really saturate the root ball. The hydrangeas are beginning to go dormant anyways, so it could be that when you dug the plant, you shocked it, and it forced it to lose its foliage. But if I look around my yard, my hydrangea are beginning to lose foliage. So get a liquid plant food, and if you can get Plant Thrive, it has mycorrhiza, and mycorrhiza will help to rebuild the root system of your plant.
I have Thrive. How much should I use?
I would give the plant 5 gallons or more and then wait maybe 2 weeks and do it again.
Okay. I'll do
that. How large was the plant?
The trees are about 6 feet tall.
Okay.
Probably
and
diameter.
I would cut the plant back by a third.
Even though it's a tree, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, don't cut the height of the plant, but the body. So don't,
okay.
If it's six,
So the diameter part.
Right.
With
the foliage itself, not the stem, but the each of the individual branches, if you were to take off a foot off of each branch, that would help a great deal.
Okay.
And then just keep it very wet and put that Thrive. I would do it probably 3 times, maybe even 4 times between now and November.
Okay.
But they are very tough. How sturdy does the plant feel? Does it wiggle or does it seem firm?
It seems firm.
Okay. Well, I think just Thrive water, cutting it back by a foot all the way around, and wait and see what happens until spring. But to me, we've been dry. My hydrangea in the front are all yellow. And some of them have already begun to fall. And if yours are doing the same, it's a combination of soil and being cut and moved to a new location.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You have a great day now. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Our phone number, 855-660-4261.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to Gibson'sHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.